J.K. Rowling blasts woke celebs for supporting trans kids charity after ties to Pedophilia Network revealed. By Kurt Zindulka on October 6, 2022. Woke celebrities and corporations will be panicking over their support of a controversial children's transgender charity that has been revealed to have connections to advocates of pedophilia, Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling has predicted. Author and outspoken critic of modern transgender ideology, J.K. Rowling came out against the woke establishment that has supported the British charity Mermaids, which has been revealed to have employed a trustee who attended a pro-pedophilia event as a PhD student in 2011. The charity, Mermaids, a member of consortium which describes itself as a safe place for transgender, non-binary and gender-diverse young people, has drawn support from the likes of Prince Harry, London Mayor Sadiq Khan, transgender model and activist Monroe Bergdorf, and even Harry Potter actress Emma Watson. It has also received funding from the government as well as the National Lottery. Speaking out against the support for the trans children organization on social media, J.K. Rowling said, "I don't doubt that there are some panicky phone calls being placed to PR people by certain corporations and celebrities right now. But as they remain completely insulated from the severe harm they've enabled, my sympathy can be measured in gnat's thimbles." The Harry Potter author said that she didn't believe that Mermaids would have been able to achieve its level of influence on British society, notably on the disgraced Tavistock gender reassignment clinic for children, which has been ordered to shut over safety concerns, were it not for the money and public support of certain corporations and celebrities, who eagerly boosted them even though the red flags have been there for years. This week the Times of London revealed that in 2011, Dr. Jacob Breslow, who was then a graduate student studying gender research at the London School of Economics, gave a speech at an event hosted by the Before You Act organization, which claims to support understanding about people in our communities with an attraction to children or adolescents, and to support them living in truth and dignity. According to the British Broadsheet of Record, the presentation from Dr. Breslow focused on criticizing how pedophiles are viewed in society, and opted to use the newspeak minor attracted persons rather than pedophile. Following the report, Breslow resigned from his trustee position at Mermaids, which he reportedly was elevated to in July of this year. The pro-transgenderism charity said per the BBC that the views of Dr. Breslow and the pro-pedophile organization are completely at odds with our values. Once notified, we took swift and decisive action to investigate. Dr. Breslow tendered his notice on the same day. We will be reviewing our processes and procedures in light of this event to make them even more robust. Safeguarding is of the utmost importance to Mermaids, and the safety of the young people we support is our highest priority. However, this was not sufficient for J.K. Rowling, who said, "When you appoint a trustee to a children's charity, you do due diligence." A simple Google search would have enabled Mermaids to read Breslow's own words. Either they did literally no checking, or they were fine with his views. Either way, it's a catastrophic safeguarding failure. Mermaids has drawn generated coverage in Britain in recent weeks after it launched what is believed to be the first instance of one charity suing to have the charitable status revoked from another charity in the UK. The pro-transgenderism organization argued before the Charity Commission that the LGB Alliance, which seeks to protect rights of homosexual men and women from the encroachment of transgenderism, should have its status as a charity removed for allegedly promoting transphobia. In a dramatic turn of events, Mermaids is now facing a challenge to its own charitable status, after complaints alleged that the organization sent chest-flattening devices to children without the consent of their parents. Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindulka.